said they was going up that mountain. After he got in the car and got shut up in there and got warm, it said, what's the matter? Said, them girls says, this mountain's got the right name.
She thought it was a mountain instead of the bone
tower. That's why they called it that. Well,
I guess they've been plenty of them found on that mountain.
Yeah. Now, they don't usually get mean, do they?
I don't know it. If they do.
I guess if they eat chickens, it's not very nice. No. Of course, I've heard of people making pets out of them. You know, take the
I
same
have out. Too, but I wouldn't want one.
No, I don't think so.
They say they make good pets. I've never seen a pet. No.
I can't imagine. I know we had to throw his clothes out. They were just no good. We couldn't get them.
They say you can cut that bag out that's got that scent in it, and they won't have that scent. I don't know.
That's what they said, but for some reason it would just—I don't know. You'd think they'd carry the scent with them; they'd smell like it. But I guess maybe not. That's not true now.
That's what they use for protection.
It probably works real well. I can't imagine other animals eating one. You know?
Oh,
they won't eat it. We used to tree them once in a while when it's be out upon them in the night, and the dogs that, I don't know whether they kill them or not, they'd get all over them, they'd just make them sick, they'd just lie down in the water.
Oh.
I remember one night we had a hunt, we could see it up there, and it wasn't so very high, and my daddy told me to climb up there and shake it out. That was an opossum. We didn't know it was a polecat. Like I got up there and went shaking, I found out what it was.
Oh, I bet you found out. Oh, I don't know. My brother got that stuff in his eyes too. He just had
did
it the worst time. He said it burned and burned.
I imagine it was bad.
So bad for him. Now, I was thinking with the chickens now. When you're raising chickens, I guess you have to protect them pretty well from things like skunks and
yes, we do now. People used to let their chickens run out, but they can't do it anymore. Now, all the way that people raise chickens is in the houses, you know, they make the big houses are raised. Thousands of them at a time.
My son-in-law lives up that close to us, runs 35,000 at a time.
35,000 chickens? Oh my word. I can think of that. When you were growing up, people would have a group of chickens? A bunch of chickens?
A lot.
How many would they have? How many chickens did people usually have at a time?
When we were growing up, they wouldn't have. Maybe. They think they had a lot of them had 50 hens.
Oh, I see.
Just raise a few bunches of fryers in the spring, and that's about all.
What makes a fryer different? How do you raise a fryer?
Well, the fryers are just young chickens.
Oh, I see.
It's the age. They
the
are.
Age.
They call
just
them.
Any kind of chicken, but young chicken. I see. How many eggs does the chicken lay in a day or so?
Well, they won't lay it, but one in a day is some good. They're like chickens, like they are everything else. They're good layers,
mm-hmm.
and some that's not so good. And the ones that are good layers would lay one a day for a good long while, but they'll. Be seasons when they stop and they'll molt, they call it, shed their feathers and grow a new set of feathers.
They lose all the feathers?
Just about it.
Really?
And they'll grow a new set of feathers and then they quit laying while they're growing feathers. It's too much, I reckon.
Too much energy.
Yeah.
I guess most of the chickens that you had were just for the eggs.
Yeah.
Or would you raise them for the chicks?
We'd have the meat too, you know, fry them, have when they were young, we'd have fryers. Sometimes we'd have baked in, but mostly for the eggs.
Back then, they had the hens sit on the eggs to hatch them.